Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The final weekend for the Kenai Peninsula Airfare took flight Saturday, drawing families, aviation buffs, and curious newcomers to the Kenai Airport Operations Facility. Now in its 22nd year, the airfare featured aircraft displays, hands-on exhibits, and a chance to stroll the tarmac for an up-close look at the planes. Visitors browsed vendor booths, grabbed a bite from food trucks, and relaxed in the beer and wine garden. They also listened to live music from local Soldotna band Ellie and the Echoes. Kenai Municipal Airport Manager Derek Abels says it's the most exciting time at the airport.
Yeah, this is an amazing event. We got Ellie and the Echoes out here as well, and several aircraft that you can vote on best in show, and the duct tape planes.
Saturday's festivities followed a pancake breakfast held on June 7th, the first of the fair's two-part schedule, a shift made to accommodate pilots and residents wanting to attend both weekends. The event also featured a popular show and shine hosted by the Experimental Aircraft Association. Categories included crowd favorite, best paint job, and duct tape masterpiece. The airfare continues to soar as a cherished summer tradition, offering something for every age. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Volunteer Dive Search, Rescue, and Recovery Team says they're ready to raise the sunken boat involved in last year's deadly Kachemak Bay capsizing, but only if the funding and family approval come through. The 28-foot aluminum vessel was found this spring in more than 180 feet of water. It capsized last August with eight people on board. Four survived, but four members of the Maynard family from Texas were never found until dive crews recovered remains from the wreck last month. In a Facebook update, the team said lifting the boat would involve high costs, risky conditions, and days of dive work, plus hazmat cleanup, fuel removal, and storage. Their donation fund is too low currently to cover it. They said they're willing to do the job if money is raised and the weather window opens, but stressed the Maynard family's wishes should guide the decision and said raising the vessel might not provide new answers about the accident. The oil explorer who opened Alaska's North Slope to a new era of drilling may have done it again. Bill Armstrong, who discovered the Pikka oil field in 2013, which helped spark Conoco's Willow Project, says a new well called Sockeye 2 could launch a second renaissance of oil development on state land east of Pikka. Armstrong's team, along with partners Apache and Santos, drilled the well earlier this year and says it showed strong flow rates and promising geology. Early estimates suggest up to 700 million barrels of recoverable oil may be in the field. Experts say Armstrong's track record gives the find real credibility, but more drilling will be needed in 2027 to confirm the field's size. The area sits near Point Thompson and could help boost Alaska's long-term oil production and state revenue. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A large section of the Dalton Highway near the Sag River is closed after being washed out by flooding. Alaska DOT says the only road leading to Prudhoe Bay is closed between mileposts 305 and 356. Saturday's washout led to an 80-foot gap in the highway. Officials say the washout was the result of a failed culvert. The little boy who drowned in mudflats near Cordova is being identified. The victim's family says that 3-year-old Leonardo Hackley went missing after getting out of the house early last week. They say Leo was an adventurous boy and a complete light to everyone who knew him. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.